You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. One of the most powerful and short-lived trumpeters ever to grace jazz. That was Clifford Brown with the tune Tiny Capers off an anthology of California music, or what we like to call it, West Coast Jazz. And with that, we are kicking off a full hour looking into the musical impact of the West Coast jazz scene as it had on the world of music. So West Coast Jazz was born around Los Angeles and San Francisco during the 1950s. Usually dubbed the subgenre of cool jazz, it highlighted a less frantic, calmer style than bebop. The music was more heavily arranged and more often composition-based. Some of the musicians that brought that jazz to the West Coast was in 1917, Jelly Roll Morton came to L.A. and stayed there till 1922. Kid Ory formed a band in L.A. in 1919. In 1944, Norman Granz began staging jazz at the Philharmonic shows at the Philharmonic Auditorium in L.A. There was also a thriving jazz scene going on L.A. Central Avenue, with cats like Dexter Gordon, Wardell Gray, Terry Edwards, Charlie Mingus, and Buddy Collette bringing all of the people that sweet jazz. It is said that Central Avenue's activity rivaled that of the early Kansas City jazz scene. And in 1947, Woody Herman organized a new band, the Second Herd, in L.A. The Second Herd included tenor saxophonists Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Herbie Stewart, and baritone sax guy Sergei Sharloff. And all of those cats were instrumental in the West Coast sound. And over this next hour of jazz together, many more will be profiled. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home once called the Paris of the Plains, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to pay homage to the West Coast and the jazz music they gave the world. Here's another hero of the West Coast jazz scene. Here's Chet Baker with the tune Bacchanal.
This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians. We'll be right back.
That was drummer and band leader, the legendary Chico Hamilton, with the tune Topsy. So on with that West Coast jazz history. During 1949 and 50, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan participated in the Miles Davis Nonet, contributing arrangements to the recording that was later compiled as one of the coolest products of that time, 1957's Birth of the Cool. It was back in 1952 that Mulligan moved to California to form an innovative pianoless quartet with trumpeter Chet Baker, drummer Chico Hamilton, and bassist Bob Whitlock. Some of the other stars of that time were trumpeter Shorty Rogers and drummer Shelly Mann gigging at the famed Hermosa Beach Lighthouse Cafe, which was the home of the famous Lighthouse All-Stars. One more note on Chico: his subtle rhythmic control and use of different drum pitches blended well into that whole West Coast jazz vibe. Here's another cat that made the West Coast very cool. Here's Art Pepper with the tune Powder Puff.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was versatile jazz cat Freddie Gambrell with his tune Hot Toddy. Freddie became blind at the age of 11, but that did not stop him from learning the violin and later the guitar, bass, and brass. So the West Coast sound didn't have the gravity of the East Coast, but it did have the sun, surf, and celebrity, and plenty of work for these cats in the entertainment industry. The Pacific Jazz and Contemporary record labels were two of the biggest ones on the West Coast jazz scene. They carried the names of Shorty Rogers, Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker, Stan Getz, Bud Shank, Bob Cooper, Shelly Mann, Andre Previn, and the great Dave Brubeck. Here's another principal architect of that West Coast jazz sound, Jerry Mulligan on the baritone sax with the tune Line for Lions. Thank you.
This Neon Jazz, Joe Dino. We'll be right back.
That was the great bass trumpeter Cy Tolfe with the tune It's Sandman. Even though his lore has him associated with the West Coast jazz sound, Cy spent most of his life in Chicago. So the West Coast jazz sound is usually called cool style, but a number of L.A. cats known as hard swingers blew bop as hard and with as much gusto as those cats in Detroit and New York. So it was them that became known as the California Hard. The hallmark of that West Coast jazz sound was a rhythm section that omitted the use of piano, guitar, or choral instruments for a more open and freer sound. Also, the sound featured non-standard jazz instruments like the French horn and the tuba. Man, this cat holds a special spot in the world of jazz and the West Coast cool. Here's Hampton Hawes on the piano keys with the song, I Hear Music.
Now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist and composer Phil Urso with his tune Too Marvelous for Words. Over the years, he jammed with Woody Herman, Terry Gibbs, Miles Davis, Oscar Pettiford, Jimmy Dorsey, Chet Baker, Bob Brookmeyer, and all of those classic cats from the California scene. But it was him and Chet Baker that were inseparable. They collaborated sporadically for some 30 years. He was another vibrant part of a rich California sound, one of those prominent boys, so to speak. From one titan of the West Coast jazz cool to another, here's musical arranger, record producer, and composer Buddy Bregman with the song It's All Right With Me.
Thank you. else. And if you're around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Tamino.
That was a super group of the West Coast movement, the Master Sounds, with the song Stranger in Paradise. This band was formed in 1957 and included Charles Frederick Buddy Montgomery on vibes, Richie Crabtree on piano, William Howard Monk Montgomery on bass, and Benny Barth on the drums. These guys knew how to lay down a song, and it's great to have them on this hour of West Coast cool jazz. As we head straight towards the end of this hour featuring West Coast jazz, here's one of the coolest to keep that era running like a board on a wave. This is the innovative pianist Russ Freeman with the tune Bojangles of Harlem. Again, that was Bojangles of Harlem with the great West Coast cool jazz pianist Russ Freeman. So the West Coast jazz sound ultimately became an alternate answer to the New York scene that was raging for many years in America. And they brought yet another new perspective on jazz, much the same way that bebop did. And with all the layers and eras of jazz, the West Coast was to be called one of the coolest. And it provides such a deep catalog of jazz that we can only be happy that this era ever existed. And on the sound of a man that was huge in this West Coast movement and was actually born here in Kansas City, Missouri, Bob Brookmeyer will take us away with the tune Musical du Jour. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of that West Coast cool here in KC, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Jazzland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.